Words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. We want to add just a couple of other announcements as I begin the message in just a moment. The first is that a longtime parishioner of this church family for many years, a former warden, Doris Arnott, passed away after a long, lengthy illness. She died on Friday evening with her daughter Laura there. Warren was in several times over the course of the weekend, was very influential in Warren being part of the church family, so appreciate your special ministry to Doris, Warren. There's no details on service of celebration of her life, but it'll probably take place here at Christ Church for Doris Arnott. There was also the Faith Works envelope, if people are interested in taking one of those for the month of June, to do a donation to the 15 or 16 excellent outreach ministries that are a sign of the compassion of Christ for young people, for seniors all across the diocese, the Faith Works. You might consider prayerfully supporting that. And there was you mentioned the correction. Thank you, Cheryl. And don't forget to vote this week. If you haven't voted already, make sure you vote on Thursday. People have fought and died for the privilege of us being able to vote. Don't just say, oh, well, there's no point in voting. Please do exercise your franchise to vote. You do not need your elector card. You just need to show up. In fact, I think this church is, the upper hall is a voting booth or voting location if you live nearby Christ Church. So please check your card to go to the right location. And also please pray, lastly, please pray for Ted Aldrich, for June Young, for Warren, myself, and David Reed, who, along with the 600 or so members of Synod who will be gathering at St. James Cathedral on Saturday morning. So whatever you do on Saturday morning, I don't know what you do on Saturday morning, but we'll be down at the cathedral in Toronto voting for a bishop. So it's been 15 years since, or thereabouts, since Colin was elected as the diocesan. He's retiring 31st of December, and there will be a coadjutor bishop elected this Saturday, June the 9th. If you want more information, you can look at the Anglican or Anglican toronto.anglican.ca for more information, or please call us. I'll be happy to talk with you about that if you'd like to. So, elections this week. Two things that I'm hearing in the gospel. The first is, when Jesus says he's Lord of the Sabbath, that means he's Lord of time, all time. I love that. I want to explore that in just a minute. And the second thing is that Jesus demonstrated creative strategy for dealing with anger. Okay, so we got two teachings here, but they're connected. So the first is that Jesus says he's Lord of the Sabbath. What do we know about Sabbath? When did it start? Creation. What day? Seventh day, right? God created in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. Have you ever built something, a garden in the backyard, put a tent up, finished a garage project? I don't know, you actually built something, and finally you said, ah, it's done. I can enjoy it now. That's kind of how I think God said about the Sabbath. I can enjoy this stuff. This is great. Look at this. All of creation, listen to this. All of creation is my temple. Have you ever felt close to God out in nature? I love walking my dog Buddy by a little stream every morning. And the stream goes by in the winter and in the summer and in the fall. And that stream reminds me of the Spirit of God flowing through the world, flowing in my life, flowing in your life. God has been faithful to you, and I can see that in your face. I know that God's river is flowing in you. What a beautiful anthem. Thank you so much, Gloria. The Spirit of God just flows, and it's beautiful. And God is the God of not only time, but of space. All of the temple of creation is his, and we rejoice in that. And he rested and enjoyed it. And so when we come to church, I hope you have a sense of enjoying being together and listening to a beautiful piece of music or listening to the scriptures, just enjoying and being at peace with God who loves you. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to be anybody. You just get to enjoy being with God. And that's beautiful. He's the Lord of time and of space. In fact, Jesus is such a beautiful and wise teacher that when he and his disciples are doing something that the Pharisees don't like and they're criticizing him because they're not keeping all the rules, blah, 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 blah. Jesus provides a subtle and yet very firm correction to the point of Sabbath. Yes, it was the sixth day of creation. Yes, Moses. Do you remember which commandment it is? Moses said in the Ten Commandments, remember to do something. Keep the Sabbath, keep it holy. That's commandment number four, okay? So keep the Sabbath day holy. So that means, you know, perhaps gathering for worship is a good thing to do. Perhaps there are some things that we choose not to do, but there's no kind of hard and fast rule about that because Jesus is Lord of it. So what I'm hearing is that Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath, he's Lord of time and space, and all of temple creation is his. He calls us together to be strengthened to serve him every day because the Spirit is flowing in us and through us. It seems to me what I want you to take away from this part of the message is that when you leave here, when you go to your home, your apartment, you're dealing with whatever you deal with during the day, you and I can experience Sabbath any day of the week. You can experience rest and joy because he wants to meet with you in the quiet. He wants to meet with you. Perhaps some of you know that I practice reading a psalm every day, and the psalm that I read this morning, because today is no different than any other day in terms of needing to be fed. I need to be fed. I need to be nourished. The psalm that the sequence of psalms that I'm reading was Psalm 52, and I read this and I thought, oh, this is perfect. It's beautiful. Listen to this. The last few verses of Psalm 52 is my reading for this morning. But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope. Your name is good. I will praise you in the presence of the saints. Doesn't that sound like today? Last Thursday, as you know, I've been reaching out for the last 3 or 4 years to the migrant farm workers. And Reverend Augusto and I, who sang in Spanish with me over here at my installation service January 28th, he and I worked together. That's his main ministry, but I supervise him. We visited 4 farms and visited with Mexican workers who are starting their work. Some have been in here a month, some just arriving, to work on the farms, picking the apples, getting the orchards ready, and so on. And they have been planting these beautiful new apple trees, all different varieties of apple trees in Clarington, in Bowmanville, where I live. And I thought, well, I am like an olive tree. I'm just like one of those trees. And you are a tree, too. We're planted to nourish and to flourish in God's garden right here in the orchard of his presence as we worship together. He is the Lord of time and space, and we're meant to flourish as we remember him and enjoy our Sabbath, not just on Sunday, but enjoy resting in God whenever you take time to stop and to pray and to reflect on who he is in your life. Isn't that beautiful? Sabbath can be any day, but when we gather, it's magnified and beautiful. So that's the first teaching I want you to take home with you, just that sense of Sabbath every day and rest in God. Second teaching from the gospel is that Jesus had a creative strategy for dealing with anger. Anybody get angry here? Now listen, when you go into the voting booth, I don't know if you're going to feel anger or if you're going to feel at peace, but go and exercise your right to vote. This might be the week when the Stanley Cup gets handed out. I don't know, in Las Vegas, of all places, or in Washington, because they're up in the series 2-1. The Stanley Cup may happen this week. We get 2 elections this week. Province, we'll have a new premier, or maybe the same premier. I don't know. And we'll have a new bishop, a coadjutor bishop. So it's a busy week. And we'll take that time to rest and pray. But there are things that make us angry, so what do we do with it? How do we deal with our anger? Here's a number of different ways that Jesus dealt with anger. He withdrew to pray. One interesting strategy. Sometimes he just withdrew to pray, and that was a good thing. He took a time out with his father. Another strategy he used was he would ask them a question. If they asked him a question, he would just ask a question back again. Oh, well, who do you say the Son of Man is? Or whose picture is on the coin? Like, he would put a question back to them. So he'd go away to pray. He would ask them a question. He would tell a story. He'd tell a story. He'd tell a parable or a story. So look in the Gospels. If you don't know dealing with anger, look at how Jesus dealt with anger and how he told a story. Another one, he would show kindness to the weak and the vulnerable, or children, or women on the outside. He would show kindness in the midst of someone else showing anger toward him. Interesting strategies, eh? Dealing with anger. And the last one we see here today, he dealt with anger. He was angry. Did you hear that passage? From Mark chapter 3, verse 5. Did you hear that? There it is, verse 5. He looked around at them in anger. Now, this is the Lord. He just said he's the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the master. He's got X-ray eyes. He could wipe them out in an instant. You don't want to get this guy angry. He looked at them in anger. Right? You think about his power. He looked at them with anger. And the next thing it says, deeply distressed. Another translation is grieved. He was grieved at their stubbornness of heart and said to the man, here's the creative strategy. He said to the man with the withered hand, what did he say? Stretch out your hand. And he healed him on the Sabbath. Lord of the Sabbath. He can do what he wants. He can bring healing. So we have healing ministry here at Christ Church. We have anointing ministry. We have at the communion time, we have the opportunity to draw near and be nourished in our spirit, in our mind, in our body when we come for communion. There are other ways through which the Spirit is at work in us to bring us healing. But out of anger came healing. Who would have thought? So it's possible for us to deal with our anger because He's Lord. He can be Lord over your anger when you give it to Him. Sometimes it means withdraw. Sometimes it means ask another question. Sometimes it means be creative and kind. Show as much kindness as someone showing you anger. Perhaps it means showing mercy as He did with this man with the withered hand. Because He's Lord of time and space. We began the service today by the singing of this hymn. And I can't really say it better than this poet who put it to these words when we sang, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, so weary and worn and sad. And I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Thanks be to God.